Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're doing well now.
Better than the Giants kicker?
Dude.
Oh, wow.
But you can't fire the whole defense, so you get rid of the kicker.
I get it. You missed two extra points in a game. I get it. Now, we talked with Jerry about this yesterday, and part of what he said was kind of boilerplate of like, oh, we always consider all options and stuff. But he gave us some more information kind of just on the concept of George Pickens, and then Jeremy Fowler threw it out there that, you know, the Cowboys are considering it and they're studying some other teams like Cincinnati, Miami, Philadelphia to see how they pay multiple top wide receivers. Do you think this is a situation where it makes the most sense for all parties to wait until the end of the season? Because I feel like that was what we all thought was going to happen when this trade got made.
Well, if I'm George Pickens' agent, I'm betting that, you know, what he's done in seven games, he's going to continue doing for 10 more.
Right.
And unless they give me an offer that knocks my socks off, yeah, I want to see four or five teams bidding for my guy, right?
Yeah.
I would think. Yeah. So yeah. And you know, I guess the Cowboys' argument could be, well, yeah, but you'll get your money here in November instead of having to wait till March.
How much of a factor? I've always been curious about that. I know it's different for every single human, I'm guessing. Do you think that's a big deal for players, or do you think players are like, I know the money's coming, I can wait four more months,
right,
if it maybe might be more beneficial long term?
Yeah, and you're betting on yourself, right?
That for sure,
things are going to continue to go well, and I'm going to stay healthy,
right?
Or you know, if you're, you know, I think maybe more so if you're a top player, if you're kind of middle-of-the-road player, then you're going, no, give me the money now. I don't want to take any chances, right? So, yeah, I think, you know, you could look at it that way and, you know, and say, well, hurry up, sign him now. But, again, it takes two to tango, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Although, to be fair, the Cowboys love to pay injured players. Yeah. So
injured players.
Yeah. And I've always.
But you should get a discount if you do that.
Yet we don't seem to.
I've always seen the
well,
Cowboys.
Well, you don't know what it would be if it got extended, right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Why have the Cowboys struggled so much in Denver in the last, like, 60 years?
60 years since their inception.
Yeah, it just I feel like, what is it, eight? The last eight times they've been up there, they haven't won.
Or nine?
Yeah. And they haven't won in 33 years.
It was 90-something? 92?
It was 95.
95.
No, you're right. 92 in Denver, and the last time they beat Denver at all was in 95. So what I'm hearing is whenever you beat Denver, you go on to win the
Super Bowl. Right?
All right, I'm in.
Because you know that the 92 game, that was when Jimmy read Charles Haley the riot act at halftime in the bathroom of the locker room.
Oh,
explain.
He didn't think his effort was worthy of being there on the field or on the team. And it finally got out that he called him, and he pulled him into wherever the bathroom area was and chewed him out. And Charles came back and got his stuff together and played much better the second half.
He always did see, like, from what I understand now, he was good. He was a great player. But whenever coaches called him out, he seemed to really respond to that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he needed that, a wake-up call or whatever. But, you know, there was a reason why he was available, why San Francisco let him go, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a trade that, you know, didn't really cost all that much. They were just trying to get a problem off their hands. Yeah, Larry Lacewell told me the story about being in the office, and it was before the season started, and it was a non-practice day or wherever, and the phone rang, and he picked it up, and it was San Francisco calling and wondering if the Cowboys would be interested in trading for Charles Haley.
Hmm.
And he said he almost fell off the chair, right?
Ow.
It's like, oh, my God, I got to— Okay, yeah, oh, we're interested. And he immediately—
But you have to play your cards right, too, and perhaps.
Not that interested, but interested.
And he called Jimmy right away, right? Because I think I don't know if it was a—
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Off day, if there's ever an off day, but he said he was the only one in the office at that time and he answered the phone. So, yeah, that's how that trade started.
Man. That is amazing. I know we have talked a lot about Darren.
So I didn't answer your question why they can't win in Denver. And I don't know, because they've had, you know, decent teams, I think, when they've gone. I'd have to look and see what kind of teams they have, because they don't play all that often, right?
I mean, I heard your answer loud and clear. It's because we don't have Jimmy anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
That is what I took.
Oh, maybe Charles, right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Or Troy or Michael or Emmett.
So
it was a different time.
Okay, speaking of a different time, I know we've talked round and round about Darren Woodson's Hall of Fame candidacy, but Jason Witten also moved on to the next level of the Hall of Fame vote. You've told us about Eric Williams. We've talked a lot about Darren Woodson. Is Jason Witten to you a no-brainer Hall of Famer?
I would think so. Now, I don't know if it's going to be first ballot.
Right.
But I think, yeah, for sure, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, Michael Irvin was a no-brainer, and he had to wait, what, 3 times?
I think that's the third time
for him. So, yeah, I think so. And, well, you know me, Darren Woodson's a no-brainer.
For sure.
And somehow those brains just ain't connecting when they vote.
I think we're all on the same page
with
you about that. Now, we could talk about Dak Prescott's stats, 40th career game with 3+ touchdown passes, tied with Romo for the most in team history. I have no doubt he'll break that record this year, but he always talks about what he's really wanting to chase. And I know he talked yesterday or the day before about Staubach and loving the history.
I think it was after the game.
Okay. Well, he talked about loving Staubach in addition to wanting to chase him and Troy and the championships and everything like that. Do you feel like that makes a player easier to root for ever when they like seem to greatly admire all the people who came before them and like made the franchise?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, you pay homage to the guys that probably allow you to be where you are today, meaning in this building, in this stadium, the national attention that you're going to get playing for this franchise. And I know, and you know, and I think there's two ways to look at it. I think some guys get intimidated by it, but I think some guys cherish it to say, okay, you know, I'm following in the footsteps of greatness, and should motivate you to try to, you know, come as close as you can to reach that level too. Dak has always said that about Roger. You know, the fact that since he got here, you know, Roger was one of his best, you know, most vocal supporters of him. And so, yeah, the fact that I thought it was a cool thing during the national anthem that they were standing there together on the sideline.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was one of those snapshots that you wish you had, you know, make a picture of.
Yeah, the CeeDee Lamb and Drew Pearson, too, I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think it was by accident either, right? Yeah.
It does seem like CeeDee Lamb is one of those guys, too, though, like the 88 club. He seems to like really appreciate that.
Yeah. And so, you know, these guys, you know, he never saw Roger play in a game, right? I'm guessing CD probably, I don't know when he was born, saw Michael play in a game, you think?
I don't know.
Probably not live. Yeah, right, there's no way.
Yeah. So, you know, you read about it, you hear about it, and you know, it's kind of neat that guys know they should know the history, right? And I told you guys the story about, you know, Javonte Williams knowing who wore 33 here as a running back before. You know, he knew Tony Dorsett
also played in
wore
Denver.
That. Yeah, yeah, exactly. it's homecoming for him, right?
Wow.
But you know, but he knew it, and so guys, you know, they need to be aware. But it's going to take having to probably read, because you're not going to see it online. It's not going to be in a text message or TikTok or Facebook. You know, you would
do you
have
use
to
TikTok, Mickey.
How much TikTok?
Seriously, do you need to ask that question?
I just, hey,
you never
good,
know.
Good journalists always make certain.
Yeah,
yeah, right. I don't know if I have interesting. What is it? 30 seconds or whatever it is, a minute.
Well, Mickey, you're also always supposed to know the answer to any question you
ask.
So I figured that was probably...
That was a safe question,
yeah, that
right?
was probably the answer.
But, you know, it's good that the guys... I'm always impressed by that, that they, you know...
Me too.
Knew guys at their position that came before them. And you're aware. I think that's a good thing. So, but yeah, go back to your question. I just think Dak is... I don't know how to put it. He seems very comfortable this year. He seems very...
And confident is the word that Corey used a lot, too.
At ease, too.
Yeah.
Or maybe just, but he's always been comfortable in his own skin. I don't think, you know, he's let things bother him.
He's just got a swagger. That's what I keep seeing, a swagger. He walks differently.
And I think there's no doubt, you know, who the leader... I mean, there's never been a doubt who the leader of this team is. But I think even more so now, I mean, you know, he's, what, one of the oldest guys out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And definitely, you know, the most years here with the Cowboys. I think, but you know, he's always been in the locker room, kind of the Pied Piper. Not that he goes out of his way to lead, but you can just tell when he's in there, guys know, and they follow. I'll give you a good example. Last year, and I may have told this story before. Kalen Carson kind of made his name in training camp. And I think it was right before the start of the season or maybe a couple games in that he had played, that he had started. And he was doing an interview in front of his locker, and he was sitting, and everybody was around. And for some reason, I was walking right by Dak and under his breath, and but loud enough for me to hear. And it's like, yeah, rookie, supposed to be standing, right? Just like that. And I swear to God, 10 seconds later, Kalen Carson got on his feet to finish the interview.
Oh,
I don't know if he heard it or if he got a look, but it was almost like, I think I should be standing. And but that was Dak, right? He didn't go say anything, but he knew that, okay, rookie, you know, let's show some respect. Get on your feet. And that's just kind of the way he is in that locker room. He's not hooting and hollering and yelling or, you know, making a scene. But just his presence, I think, commands the attention. And the fact that, you know, and I never make a big deal of those pregame huddles before they go in after warmups, but he had guys dancing this last game.
Right? I saw Pickens do it, yeah.
And everybody was like, instead of yelling and screaming, it's like, okay, who's got to dance or something like that, just to get these guys' attention. And again, he's you know, 10 years older than a whole bunch of them.
Right.
And they make fun of him. You know, he's the old man, uncle, dad.
Unk. Yeah. Yeah. Unk, yeah.
But again, you know, he embraces it. He doesn't shy away from it. And that's what you want for the guy you're paying the most money in the league to, right?
Yeah.
And the other guys ought to take a look at that when they need a contract.
Yes, they will.
Somebody else that was here.
They'll see those dancing
videos. He's talking about Micah Parsons.
They'll see those dancing videos on TikTok. Yeah,
that is true. Thank you.
I'm glad you can read my sarcasm sometimes.
Well, we've been doing this long enough. Yep. I'm able to navigate some of these things. Thank you very much, good sir. Right. We will catch with you tomorrow.
See you, guys. And by the way, the team that we didn't think would ever lose one, I don't know if they'll ever win one again.
Stars. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough right now, Mickey.
Their puck discipline and turnover is atrocious.
We can't have two teams winning at the same time. Cowboys win, the Stars have to lose. That's just
now the Mavs start, so we got to work on three of
them. Okay, well, we'll figure that out later, Mickey.
See ya.
Mickey's a man of all sports.
He is. I look, he's right.
We got to start sending him some TikTok links.
Yeah. I bet he's really going to click on those fast and be like, oh, yay, Corey sent me another TikTok. I'd be really excited about that. All right, couple quick things. Jonathan Mingo, as Steven told us would be the case, was in fact activated. And then they put Trevor Keegan on the injured reserve in the corresponding move. And Corey, I've got better news for you. The last, not one, not two, not three, but four times the Cowboys have beat the Broncos, they went to the Super Bowl.
In your face, Super Bowl.
And obviously they beat them once in the Super Bowl, so just saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.